Welcome back, everybody, to a pivotal moment in the Introspective Podcast. Today, we hit 100 episodes, three digits. This is a huge milestone for the podcast. I'm very excited to have made it this far. So many entrepreneurs that I've been able to interview, different insights I've been able to share in my own journey. And because it's such a special episode, I have brought on a very special guest for today. And that guest is David Meltzer, who is the co-founder of Sports One Marketing and formerly served as CEO of the renowned Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Agency, which was the inspiration for the movie Jerry Maguire. David has been recognized by Variety Magazine as the Sports Humanitarian of the Year and awarded the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. He is also the executive producer of the brand new Bloomberg and Amazon Prime television series 2 Minute Drill. His life's mission is to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. This simple yet powerful mission has led him to an incredible journey to provide one thing: value. In all his content and communication, that's exactly what you'll receive, and you will certainly find that to be true on this episode. And as part of that mission, for the past 20 years, he's been providing free weekly trainings to empower others to empower others to be happy. So without further ado, let's hop into the episode.
Introspective, inward looking, self-examining, characterized by or given to introspection.
Welcome to the Introspective Podcast, your compass for internalizing the path towards optimal lifestyle design, business success, and mindful entrepreneurship with your host, Jake Anderson.
All right, we have David Meltzer here on the interview, and I'm really excited about having David here. This is the 100th episode of Introspective. I have been documenting this journey, interviewing so many different entrepreneurs and leaders in their own industries and how they are serving. And, you know, this has been quite the journey. And one of the things that I really want to speak to about this 100th episode, this is a pivotal moment in the show. And this is something I want to open with, and we're going to bring David on just here in a second and open with this, is how you show up. And I've really been going into the introspective and really thinking about how I show up in my life and in my business. And here recently, I was thinking about my kids. I have two kids. They're 4 and 7, two little boys. And one of the benefits that we have living in the time that we're in is we have this technology and we have this ability to document and leave behind this path of wisdom for our children. And the direction that this show is going into is to leave a path of wisdom for future generations, allowing them to be able to internalize that success and figure out how they can navigate through each belief shift as they move forward. And how I show up is when my kids get to that age and they are thinking about which direction they want to go in life, I imagine them going to this podcast and listening to people like David and some of the other interviews that I've had and being able to take those nuggets to know how to navigate through their life. And that's what helps me show up. That is what helps me show up in life. And David, I want to welcome you to the show. And I want to ask you just the first question on, for somebody who's been able to have as much success as you had, what helps drive you to show up every day in your life, to stand in your purpose?
Well, taking stock in who I am through 4 values and 5 daily practices. You know, I'm very pragmatic in my spirituality. I'm very pragmatic in my inspiration. I'm very pragmatic in the introspective way that I see things, because I know, you know, and the reason I wanted to be on this celebratory event of 100 episodes, I know what that feels like, is that you can't find outside of you what you can't find inside. And, you know, any show that's introspective is where we should be seeking it. There's an old story about a guy who loses his keys inside his house, and it's 4 in the morning and he doesn't want to wake up anybody. So he goes outside and he goes under the street light and he starts looking for his keys. And a neighbor comes by, it's, you know, 4:15 in the morning, and says, "Hey, can I help you? What are you looking for?" He said, "I dropped my keys." He goes, "Oh," starts looking around. 5 minutes later, he says, "Where exactly did you drop it?" He said, "Oh, inside my house." He said, "Well, why are we looking out here under the street light?" He said, "Oh, because it's dark in there." That's what people do, right? They're looking outside of themselves for what they need to be looking introspectively inside of themselves. And so I look inside every day with four basic values that I live by, five daily practices to guide me through utilizing those four daily practices of values of gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication, which allows me to live in spirit, allows everything to come through me for others. And those five daily practices are simply knowing my what, my who, my how, my now, and my why.
You know, it's amazing how people are constantly, it's almost like external validation, right? Like, you know, there's things where it's money or it's things or it's something to validate their life externally, but it's that internal validation that gives you that compass, that gives you that meaning and how you can progress forward. There was a time, and you know, I want to really highlight, first of all, before we get in this, these books right here, Be Unstoppable, Connected to Goodness, are, you know, I've gotten through Be Unstoppable. In fact, I went through your visionary exercise in there, and I got down my notepad and I started writing down my vision and started internalize that going into kind of closing my eyes and really picturing this. And I want to ask you, like, what inspired you to move into this mission in writing these books? And how do you personally, like, internalize things and seek that validation for yourself?
You know, after spending over a decade buying things I didn't need to impress people I didn't like, to validate and define myself by the amount that was in my bank account, I found moving from the world of not enough, where I was a victim, living below the line in blame, shame, justification, buying things in the world of just enough for me, thinking I was a philanthropist because I was giving to receive as a trade and negotiation, as some sort of quid pro quo of scarcity. And when I entered the world of infinity and limitlessness, of abundance, of believing with all my heart and faith that there's more than enough of everything for everyone, when I entered there, I decided that I had a pragmatic tool. And so I started creating books. I've written four of them. I've actually written eight. I've launched four of them to help people step by step with, you know, principles, key elements, exercises, guides, everything I have there. I'll send to anyone my five daily practices, my values, Unstoppable, Connected to Goodness. Email me. I'm sure you'll put it in the notes, but david@dmeltzer.com. I'll send it, ebook, audiobook, I'll sign it, ship it, pay for shipping, because I'm on a mission to empower over a billion people to simply be happy, to live in abundance, teach them how to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun with their lives.
That's amazing. I appreciate you offering that. That's just your generosity really pours out of you, you know, in this interview and any other place that I see you speak. It's very clear that you really truly have a heart to serve. And you know, I want you to speak to the listeners here on this one specific thing. And I think when people hear impacting over a billion people, right? For most people, and including myself, I remember when I first I was like, how am I, you know, over a billion people? Like, how is David Meltzer going to impact over a billion people? And that's such large scale. So what's your plan? Like, tell me a little bit more about this mission, and like, how do you plan to get to that level of accomplishment where you have impacted over a billion people?
Well, you know, I'm here in South Mission Beach, and the day that I thought of this, I got the unbelievable chills and goose pimples and goosebumps and turkey skin, whatever you want to call it. It was crazy. And I think what caused it more than the inspiration that I could change the world myself, David Meltzer, as you said, and was trying to reconcile that for myself. How the heck was I going to do this? I received a calling. You know, I'm not a huge religious person, and I received a calling that somehow I can do this. And I was terrified. How would I explain to my wife that, you know, through all the scarce business dealings that I had as a sports agent, I ran the most notable sports agency in the world. I ran a phone division at Samsung. It was a technology. I mean, you're talking scarcity and competitive business. And how was I going to come off of this beach and tell my wife, hey, I have this great aspiration. I want to change the world to create a collective consciousness of happiness. I'm going to empower over a billion people to do that. I started right where I usually start, which is the math, connecting the dots backwards. I was blessed to be around Steve Jobs at a young age, and he always talked about how does that connect backwards to where you want to be. And I just started thinking, you know, there's 1,000 people out there like Jake Anderson, 1,000 people with their podcasts and their books and their coaching and their speaking. And they all have the aspiration to do good deeds, to empower other people, to be happy like I do. What if I could give them those books and the guidelines and the exercises, give out my email directly to everybody that meets me, anybody that wants it, publicly give it out. I give out my cell phone to people to simply find 1,000 people like you that I know in my lifetime will empower 1,000 to empower 1,000 to be happy. 1,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000. Mm-hmm. 1,000,000 times 1,000 is 1,000,000,000. I believe, and when I explain it to people how I'm going to do it, it goes from the ephemeral to some crazy idea to, wait a second, I've heard Dave Meltzer, I've read his books, I've listened, watched his TV shows, his movies. You know what? I think he can get 1,000 people in his life to do that. I really do. And all of a sudden, this crazy, extraordinary idea becomes believable. And as we all know, if I can take something from nothingness and put it into my imagination, it becomes a possibility. If I can inspire others with it, it becomes a probability. And if I take the appropriate math, discipline, strategy, and awareness to it, that probability becomes a perspective, not just for me. And that perspective is my reality, but it becomes a perspective of Jake Anderson, who it becomes a reality for as well. And so I am planting seeds under trees that I may never sit under, but mathematically, I'm extremely confident that I can empower 1,000 people like you to empower 1,000.
Mm. Yeah. And when you break it down like that, it becomes much more clear and understanding on how that is an achievable goal. And I think there's a really important even business lesson out of this, because I think a lot of people, you know, if they are stuck in kind of a place and they're not fulfilled, they're not happy, maybe they want to, you know, pursue something that just seems larger than life. It's like, well, how can I change my mindset to look at this in a way that makes it more attainable? And that was a big message I got from that explanation. It's like, if I can find 1,000 Jake Andersons, God forbid if there's 1,000 Jake Andersons out there, but if there's 1,000 Jake Andersons out there and I can empower them, then they're going to empower 1,000 people, and it becomes exponential at that point. So
just like, look, 1,000 Jake Andersons would be having 100,000 episodes of a podcast to look introspectively and to find the light, the love, and the lessons inside of us to learn to love ourselves so we can love others.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, and I think the world really works that way. I mean, the power of human connection is the greatest network in the world beyond any computer, in my opinion. It's that power of human connection and being able to ripple that out. You know, you've worked and you've had a lot of interactions with, you know, through your years and through your career with professional athletes and, you know, high level executives. And, you know, you just mentioned Steve Jobs. You know, who out of all these people you've worked with, is there somebody that really stands out to you? So like, why did they stand out to you? What was something that they did to impact you personally?
You know, one of Steve Wynn's best friends was a mentor of mine, and, he stands out beyond anyone else. In a time when I was lost, you know, and the reason it is, he taught me one thing. He told me, you know, learn to love you. And I never realized how much interference I was causing in my own life. I didn't realize how simple things were with radical humility, with the ability to, you know, go ahead and look at the truth of myself and see where I could improve. In other words, he taught me how to enjoy the consistent every day. This person, 16 hours a day was at it. Billionaire, didn't need to be it. Billionaire, 16 hours a day was at it, persistent, without quit. And he pursued his higher self, his higher level of thinking, teaching me to look and search for my own open mind and other people's open minds in order to officiate. He taught me my prayer in the morning, you know, to wake up every morning and to pray to God for at least 10 people I can help. He never passed by anyone in need without giving them whatever it was that he had, relinquishing all interest in what he gave without any judgments or conditions, changing lives quietly, without any recognition, acknowledgement, all of these things. This person meant so much to me and changed my entire trajectory at a time, you know, there's no accidents. I manifested the ability to have someone there for me as a touch of favor to set me into a direction that has, you know, just it, to me is unbelievable. Just like, you know, 100 episodes, it's like I pinch myself with the TV shows, the movies, the my podcast. I think I have 750 some episodes and, you know, one of the top in the world. And yeah. I started just like you. I remember when I had 100 episodes and humbly I was in the same place. It was a milestone for me. And, you know, I hope I get to come back on when you're at a 750 or whenever you want me back on for the other milestones to celebrate with you. Because, you know, in the end, the greatest podcast hosts and TV show people, and they're not celebrities, they're celebrants. And what you do here is you celebrate others, you empower others to empower others. You're more interested than interesting, just helping so many people to delve into the introspective view of how people can live their lives and be happy.
Yes, I love that. That's an amazing story. And you know, I could really talk to you for a long time. Just hearing like the way that you look at things and your perspective of life is very, it's humbling to me, because, you know, I hear this and I even reflect on my own life and I think, you know, this is something that, you know, I need to get a belief shift here. You know, I'm seeing a belief shift in how I'm able to pursue and move forward and with my life and how I need to value and prioritize. So I want to ask you one more question before we end this is, what has been the one big belief shift that you've had in your life that's created the greatest results?
Faith. So I've always believed currency was money, an object of energy that I put into the flow to get what I want. And I thought that money could buy me love and happiness, as you know, and I lost everything and learned that money doesn't buy you love and happiness, but notice it's still in my mantra, make a lot of money, help a lot of people and have a lot of fun, because I believe you can't give to get, but you can get so you can give. You can't give what you don't have. So money is extremely important as a currency, and you should have as much of it as you can. You just need to shop for the right things, the things that will help other people and make you happy, that do good deeds. But the other currency, the shift in the paradigm from receiving to give to allowing life to come through me, is the currency of faith. You see, faith is the most powerful GPS that's ever been created. See, GPS, you put your destination into a GPS, and if you miss a turn or you get into an accident, have a flat tire, stop at the gas station, you're hungry, you get off track, it's going to reroute you to that destination. Faith does that beyond belief. You see, there's a law of gravity that says I'm happy where I'm at. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I have everything I'm supposed to have. I'm at the right place at the perfect time. And then the law of Goya says, get off your ass, make it happen. Angle to what you want. Give everything you can have to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. But the law of faith, the law of attraction says, if I angle to what I want, not only will it reroute me to that destination, but what makes faith the greatest GPS is it will reroute you to a better destination, a better place, a better situation than you can even imagine. So when I utilize faith as my currency, an object of energy, that mindset, that heart set, and the conscious continuum, when I use faith as my currency to get to a better place, a better situation, or make my situation better, my entire life changed. Use faith as your GPS. Not only will it reroute you, but it will change the destination to a better place, a better situation, or make your situation better.
You need to write that down. Use faith as your GPS, man. And I tell you what, you said this in your explanation, the destination is typically a lot better than you imagine. And you can really surprise yourself. I mean, sometimes I look at my life and I've been able to accomplish certain results that, you know, when I was in high school or younger, you know, I wasn't very driven. And then I got out of high school and everything changed. And I remember thinking like, wow, I didn't realize that I could accomplish something like this, especially in the business world. And, you know, anything you do, you know, it all comes back down to that faith. So amazing, amazing belief shift. I hope anybody listening to this goes back and really takes that in and sits on it and understands that this is the thing that's going to move you forward and get you to the place where you want to go and even beyond. So David, thank you so much. I want to ask you, how can people get connected with you online and get more of what you're doing and your mission?
I appreciate that. Remember, if you want those five daily practices, if you want my values or my books that we have here for Jake, just david@dmeltzer.com. That's my email. And you can Google my name, David Meltzer. You'll find me everywhere, David Meltzer. But I'm here to be of service and of value. I do free trainings every Friday. Ask me anything's on Monday, more good news on Wednesday. All the different things that you get, it's all free. David@dmeltzer.com. I want to congratulate you, Jake, on your 100th episode. What an honor to be here. I look forward to be at other milestones for you. And please be one of those 1,000 for me. I know you can. And let's change the world together, create a collective consciousness of happiness. Last thing I'd like to say before I need to go. Remember, everyone, be kind to your future self and do good deeds. Thank you so much.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. It's been an honor having you on here, and I couldn't think of a better person for the 100th episode. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Introspective Podcast, where mindful entrepreneurs get their daily deep dive to uncover new opportunities, raise their state of awareness, and shift the introspective towards their next breakthrough moment in both life and business. And if that sounds like you, then make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. You can find the show on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and Amazon. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow here on the Introspective Podcast.